Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. We're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are smack dab middle of our series, Get in the Zone, Let Your Passion Lead You to Prosperity. A lot of people totally miss it. They totally miss it as to what it really takes to have long-term success, not only in business, but also in our network marketing industry. And, you know, God definitely opened up the doors, unlocked the keys to what does it take? And so on today, as we are going to be talking about, it's all in your energy. It's all in your energy. I need you to pull up a very, very familiar scripture to power start your day, and that is the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 11 through 12. I need you to put a pen on that and get ready to read this. You're going to want to come in the queue. As many of you as possible are going to want to participate in today, because we're going to have an exercise for you to speak some things aloud so that you can tell your soul that has definitely been teetering, tottering about success to be quiet. I am about to flow into the assignment that God has already called me into, the assignment that God has already ordained for me before I was formed in my mother's womb. I need you guys to come in that queue and get ready for our exercise on this morning. But first, we have to go to the Lord together, because so many of you, you're listening, but you're still staying on the sideline. You're listening, but you're still staying on the sideline, and you have to get in the game. You're going to have to increase your energy. It's all about your energy, and you need to know that the Holy Spirit is power, and power is energy. And so people who are walking around like they are the walking dead and think people want to build business with you, you are sadly mistaken. Increase our energy. It's all your energy. So we have got to go to the Lord to get the power. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today, because this day and we are so joyous and glad we're here in the land of the living. Spirit of the living God, we're calling upon you, and we are pulling and tugging like never before that you make yourself known here at Power Start Your Day. You are welcome here each and every day. You can reign freely in us and through us. We're thankful, oh Father God, that you have given us your spirit, that we can tap into the power anytime we would like to. But we first must believe that you are God and you are God alone. There is no one bigger than you, no one more awesome than you. Dear Lord, we're thankful, oh Father God, that you have given us the ability to gain wealth, but we must operate in your principles. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that the energy is increasing even now as the prosperity is flowing into the houses of those who will be totally obedient to what thus says the Lord. We're thankful, oh Father God, that people are getting a mind, oh Father God, and removing scarcity and getting the mind of Christ and moving into full abundance right now. They're not caring about what they see. They're not caring about what they have experienced. They're anticipating, expecting big things right now in their life through Jesus Christ. We're honoring you, oh Father God, as we're going out to do these great exploits in your name. They will know who sent us because we will be of your power, of your likeness, and of your image. We're, oh Father God, that we're going to take the marketplace by storm. They will know, oh Father God, that it is you who have showed up in a place that you have not been welcome, but we're welcoming you here in the midst of every area of our lives. We're putting you at the head and the center and the foot. We're thankful, Father God, those that will be bold and courageous to pursue your kingdom, that the hedge of protection is placed around them. They are putting the full armor of God on as they're going out there to make major impact. They're rolling up their sleeves. They're no longer trying to impress. They're putting to the side their pride, and they're going forward to do what it is that you've called us to do, and that is to help your people. We're honoring you, and we bless you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 So, let's rock and roll, family. Let's go to the word of the Lord. And so many people desire to be great. They want to be huge. They want to be a huge success. But many of us now that we are living in the world and we are saying we're building kingdom, a lot of us are still teetering, tottering, being of the world. And we don't even know the difference of success according to the world versus success according to the kingdom. In these days, kingdom success is not popular. So you would have kingdom builders trying to emulate success of the world. And I need you guys to hear me real quick, because you've got to be clear in what game you in. Some people got on the wrong uniform for the game they're in. When you're going out there to go and help people, your uniform must be the armor of God that you push through no matter what and do what you're called to do. It has nothing to do with your feelings. It has nothing to do with your emotions. Our emotions have probably been one of the biggest culprits to lead us into scarcity, lead us into fear, lead us into lack thus far. So what I need you guys to hear is the word of the Lord to understand that if you really want to be great according to God's laws, this is what he says we must do. He said, but he who is the greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. It's a humbling thing to serve no matter how you feel. The only way to serve no matter how you feel is to tap into the power, the energy of the Holy Spirit. And you must be able to tell yourself, not some days, not when you feel like it, not when you're trying to hit a title or rank, not when you're just trying to get something right around an event so you can walk across the stage, but we're talking about every day. It must be your lifestyle. It must be how you live. Your energy has to increase. Now, for those on the line, I know we have some people that are kind of brand new to Power Start Your Day, even brand new to operating in the word of the Lord, each and every area of your life. Some of them, you know, we may say we got it all together, but I need you to never be too grown to grow. Be able to go and do a checkup from the neck up and ask the Lord to search you as to your intentions and your motives and everything that you do, so you can stay learning and stay growing. This has been a prayer for me with the Lord for probably the last 25 years going now. And this is what also helps me to stay humble. That anytime God be able to say, listen here, little girl, because I'll always be daddy's little girl. He said, listen here, little girl, I need you to keep going, and I need you to tell them this, and I need you to do that. It has nothing to do with how I feel. But when you tap into the spirit of the Holy God, you will be able to now have passion for what you are doing. I need you to know that passion is going to manufacture the energy that you need to build your business. You guys always hear me say my first millionaire mentor told me that high energy equals high income. But it does not only produce high income, it will also help you to make big impact. And this is going to now open the doors for abundance and prosperity, not just for you and your family. Stop being so selfish. We're talking about going out and opening the doors for other folks. There are people desperately seeking you, but you have not invited or promoted them the opportunity of free enterprise. Energy is also going to give you a need for speed. Your passion is going to give you a need for speed. You can't be full of the energy and the power of the Holy Spirit and keep moving past calling yourself passionate. You're going to be quickened within your spirit. You ain't going to be able to sit down on them buns. You sitting around, all you're doing is scrolling down the phone, scrolling down, seeing what's going on, and you ain't inviting or promoting nobody to your overviews, your meetings, your webinars. All you doing is sitting, watching, and waiting with no working. I want us, as we're coming in the queue, I need you to say this with all of your heart, because a part of you is saying, yes, Lord, and the rest of you is saying, H to the no. I just got to be real. I look in the eyes of people who have so many great opportunities. These are things that you have, meaning opportunity to get every single thing that your company has to offer you at your level. You're not even maximizing or being resourceful at your level. At whatever level you are, you must say, I got to max it out. I got to max out everything that's available to you. Even if you're brand new in an opportunity, brand new to you, may I can tell you what's available to you is somebody else to, you know, be able to present for your prospects every day. Are you maxing out that resource at your level? When you start moving in and moving on up and you have opportunities to do things in your company, whether it's company trips or what have you, are you passionate enough to be an example for others that you too can do this? Or are you so wrapped up in all of your problems and your situations that you say, I'll do it next time? I don't know about you, but it's like when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I'm in an emergency room. There are so many people out here desperately seeking an opportunity for their families. And all you're wondering about is if you're saying the script correctly. All you're wondering about is who you're comparing yourself to. All you're wondering about is if they have this like you, if you had that like them. But we need to be clear that God's way say that we must be passionately serving and remain humble in that service so that people's lives can change. And so our affirmation that we're going to say is going to guide you to breakthroughs in your business, breakthroughs in your life. It's going to start transforming the mind, move you from ratchet into reaping greatness for God in your business. You say, my Lord, this lady is off the chain this morning. Absolutely. You have to get out of the box. People want to tell you how you're supposed to do this, how you're supposed to do that. Where they getting their instruction from with all that expertise they have? Who's telling them what and how they're supposed to do with all that expertise they have? how long they've been rolling with God and hearing and taking his instruction and being obedient regardless of what they have to sacrifice. Where they getting their instruction from? I can tell you where I get mine from every single day, the Lord. I can be transparent that most of the times when I come, my hardest is when my flesh is saying I'm sick of man. And when I go into my prayer room, I howl out to God and say, I'm never sick of you. He said, well, then you can't be sick of my most precious commodity. I say, go back out there and fight for those souls and make them go out there. And whoever have the ears to hear, let them move. This is our affirmation on today. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. This is in a specific order on purpose. This is the order of which God say, you go help the people, then I'll help you. Stop thinking about your problems. I need us to come in and we need to say this. I'm going to say it one more time. We got to definitely sharpen them listening skills. It says, as I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. 706, last 43396, you're first in the queue. You ready? Good morning.
Good morning. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. That's
God
powerful.
Bless you, Queen.
Thank you.
God bless you, Queen. I love you. I love you. 469, last 46064. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. Are you ready? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. Hallelujah.
God bless you. 468 last 42157. We participating today. Go ahead and share it.
As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. Thank you, Dr. Nicola.
God bless you. God bless you, King. Good morning. 407972. Good morning.
Good morning. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me.
God bless you, sister. God bless you. Good morning. 513, last 47778. Good morning.
Good morning. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you, Queen. God bless you. 757-4502. Good morning.
As I
pass. We got to move quickly. I think I heard 757 last 48502. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. As I passionately help others reach success, I easily and abundantly attract it to myself.
As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me, King. Can you repeat that?
As I passionately bring success, help others achieve success, I easily and abundantly bring it to myself.
Okay, you want to go ahead and rock with the team? See, what this is an exercise of us being in 100% in unison. And this is exactly how it happens in our network marketing business, King. We hear one message and we translate a different message, and now someone is dancing to a different tune. We are doing an exercise of systematically becoming successful. And the way it is that if a leader can bring the message exactly as the message was given, then now we have a movement. Good morning. Good morning. 478 last 45022. Good morning to you. God bless you.
Great morning. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success.
God bless you, Queen. Good morning. Good morning. 404 last 45117. Good morning. We got to keep going. The queue is so full. Last 4443, last 4530. Good morning. All right, guys, listen. If you come in the queue, let's be ready to rock and roll. 770, last 42599. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Queen. Elder Kim, good morning. Last 4407, last 45119. Good morning.
Good morning. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me.
All right. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Queen. Let's see here. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's go on to our next caller, 718-0177. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you, Nicola. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. Amen.
My God. Bless you, Ms. Barbara. You guys don't even understand the power that you're drawing on from God when you even boldly profess something like this. See, many people have never been taught how to command success in their life. I'm training you on how to do it. Pick up that energy. I love what I'm hearing this morning. 770, last 43690. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. Thank you so much. You're such a blessing. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me.
God bless you. Good morning, Queen. God bless you. 706, last 45312. We're going to get as many people in to participate. Good morning. 706.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Nicola. This is Andrea. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. Thank you, Nicole.
Wow. God bless you, Queen. Keys to Wealth, 704, last 49648. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. Thank
you. Have a great day. Oh, fire queen, good morning. 313, last 42146. Good morning.
Good morning. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me.
Good morning. I see some people that's having tons of guests. Tons of guests in their weekly meeting, tons of guests on their overviews, tons of guests showing up. I see some businesses exploding. 404, last 47750. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Nishanta. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. I am now adding that to my daily affirmations.
God bless you, Queen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Promotion comes from the Lord. Let's go, 585, last 43073. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. Thank you.
Take ownership of that, baby. 973, last 48705. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, beautiful. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me.
Woo! Good morning. I love it. I love it. I love it. Good morning. Last 404, last 4, 3246. Good morning, you. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Esther. Thank you so much. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me. Glory to God.
I'm going with your bad self, Queen Esther. Good morning, 404-916. I'm sorry, 404, last 4, 67.6. Energy is rising. Good morning. All right, now, y'all got to stay ready. 470, last 4, 66.87. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Beth Daniels up here now in Athens. As I passionately help others become successful, I abundantly and easily attract success to me.
Wow. Listen, guys, OMG. And just to think, there are still at least 30 people still in the queue. I need you to share this with someone. I need you to write this down. After you say something so powerful, you must do something. As this affirmation increases your faith, so shall your work increase. Being in the zone is mandating results in your business. You're not counting the ones. Like you're on your job. Oh, I started at 8 and I'm off at 4. Passion don't know time. Because passion is rocking with God and God lives in infinity. You penny pinching with your prosperity. The floodgates are open. The oil is running over for you. Are you going to get in the zone? Don't let the enemy keep lying to you that you operate in passion if you're passive. It's time for you to start bearing some fruit. Good fruit in your life and in your business. Listen. I know that there's going to be some opportunities for you to promote and share your business. It should be wildfire. Everybody, social media should be lit up with opportunities to promote their business. People who don't know how to use social media, put on full armor and get dressed appropriate like you trying to do big business. Share what you know how to share. Your passion will take care of the rest and point them in the direction of the system. Time to move. So you got a great bow out the way. People's lives are trying to be changed. Now I know people say, oh, my mercy. No. No, can you imagine the civil rights movement? Can you imagine the civil rights movement and people were standing still? This is a freedom movement. People in bondage in a free country. They broke where abundance is. Ain't nothing flowing in or out. You need to promote, invite, and get responses from your people. You say, who's my people? Anybody in my phone? Anybody I can see? Get passionate. Get passionate. God bless you. God bless you. Let's go. Let's go. God has already blessed you. We got to do something with this blessing. Love you.